If you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today.
What's up, everybody? Holy shit, we are back, Chris. We are alive.
Yes, man, we are. Good to be back. Absolutely.
How you doing, buddy? You good?
Yeah, listen, I'm still here to entertain you, the masses here. So we all good, baby. You know, some crazy things going on, man. You know, the little death family, but you know, we get through it, we overcome, and just try to remember the good times. You know, it's all you can do.
100%. Well, folks, we're glad you all here with us today as well, because today we're going to be checking out to Get Me, which if your old boy is probably sounding pretty rough today, but I'm going to apologize right from the beginning. But let me tell you what happened, man. These ruthless times is broken. No, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you what happened. I got COVID at a Willy Wonka convention in Glasgow, and so I hadn't been feeling that great. I knew them jelly beans didn't taste right.
Yeah, it's definitely them Oompas that shit around. I don't trust those motherfuckers. They're unhygienic. That's why they're so orange.
Did you see the meth lab Oompa Loompa from those photos?
I think what you're talking about. Like, I remember seeing that trend recently. I was like, Willy Wonka? What the fuck? Are they doing sequel shit? Like, you ready?
Oh man, if you don't know about that, after the show you need to Google that and watch the videos about it, because that shit was hilarious. Dude, that brought me, I'll tell you this much, it brought me a lot of joy. I don't know about anybody that went to the event. It's like Firefest for children. Oh man. But no matter whether they're scared of us with bullshit, Willy Wonka's and knockoff shit, no matter if they're giving us coronavirus to keep us from staying on the podcast with you, we're here, by God. We ain't going nowhere. They're out to get us.
Always.
And, let's hit.
And then we want to dedicate this song to the people that try to hold you back. The people that tell you how to live. People that tell you how to dress. People that tell you how to talk. People that tell you what you can say and what you can't say. I personally don't need that. I don't need that in life. Those are the kind of people that get me down. They make me feel like somebody out there is out to get me.
And that's us.
Yeah, and how apropos, we're going to be talking about people out to get Axl Rose later on in the rock and roll news segment.
Oh, yeah, that's got some, that and more developments coming up soon on the Guns of Radio podcast. Welcome to Guns and Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Rabbi's already in our chat bringing that bullshit. Who is? New phone, who it is? Welcome, Rabbi. Welcome, Cut of the Jib. He's got some pretty good shit going on his channel over there, too. But, man, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Where do we want to begin? Let's see here. Should we talk about March Madness before we really just dive into the show today?
Yeah, I was going to say, this was your idea, so I'll let you introduce your little March Madness themed shenanigans here going on for the podcast. Something for you guys to interact with through YouTube and through Twitter or X as well.
Jim just typed up super member. Yeah, because Jim, nice try, but we don't have super members. They don't let us do that. But I know if we could, super you definitely members. Would. So we appreciate the sentiment anyway. anyway, yeah, March Madness, man. Okay, so I got thinking, man. You know, we're on a quest right now, okay? We're all the time getting beat down with the world. Ain't never no good news. Always something bad happening, and that's all everybody want to talk about these days, man. So we're going to look at the positive side of life today, and we are going to find something awesome. Nay, we shall find the most awesome thing in the entire world. So I have put together a list of 32 things that are awesome for whatever reason. They don't have to be foods. They fall into every category. They're just awesome for being there. And we're going to have a tournament. And we are going to decide via your votes on both Twitter and YouTube what is the most awesome thing in the world. And we're going to do that via the Tournament of Awesome. Where's the thing? Why didn't it? Yay, oh, there we go. A little delay. But yeah, man, the Tournament of Awesome is here, and we've got two conferences, each featuring 16 match potential winners. Both conferences will come together at the end and go one-on-one, and it's all your votes that's going to determine everything. So the voting in this preliminary round, I'm going to tell you, it started already, and it is going on until Tuesday. So you've got until Tuesday to vote in our YouTube community and vote on Twitter. But since we're on YouTube right now, let's start out with the YouTube conference, and let's take a look at the options that you're going to have to vote for immediately right now on the Tournament of Awesome. The first matchup, we got movies. Who doesn't like a good movie, Chris?
I mean, I
know we sure love
like good movies. People like some really shitty ones to laugh at, you know, so hey, those are awesome movies, you know.
And we like movies that rock. Head over to Patreon. But also, man, you ever been fishing and just had a really good day? So fishing versus movies is going to be our first matchup. Up next, we've got a childhood staple, candy, be it free or otherwise, going one-on-one with another childhood thing that came along when I was a teenager, the internet.
You say candy, man, be it free or otherwise? That sounds like we're going to pull up in a van.
I don't know, man. It depends on your activities on that internet. So.
These kids would rather have free Wi-Fi than free internet.
Speaking of free stuff is the next thing on the tournament, and it's going up against sleeping late. I don't know, man. That's a pretty tough matchup. That's for you guys to vote and decide. Up next, we've got kittens. Who doesn't love a warm, cuddly, soft, furry kitten? And the smell of summer rain. Which one of those things is more awesome? I don't know. That's a match. You're going to vote on it.
The smell of rain, generally. It's not awesome to me, but hey, teach their own.
Yeah, fair enough. Up next, we've got another staple of childhood, macaroni and cheese. Who doesn't love a good macaroni and cheese? Comes in that blue box. You fix it up 2 minutes. You got yourself something nice to eat. Or everybody's got a favorite pair. What about shoes? The ability to walk around outside and not hurt your feet. That's pretty awesome, is it not?
Yeah.
But also, you want to be walking around outside, you might as well be drunk. Liquor is up next, and it's going head-to-head with being next in line. Because, I mean, come on. Nothing feels better than to be next in line, especially when it's been a long line, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe skip the line and head up to your front row parking spot. That's going head-to-head with cuss words for when somebody steals that parking spot in front of you, and you need to make yourself feel better. You bastard. And finally, in the YouTube conference, the last matchup, two-ply toilet paper. I know some of you don't own bidets. But if you do not, then I guess the next best option is at least to have that extra layer of protection with two-ply toilet paper. And if you only have the one ply and you accidentally do the finger poke of death, hopefully you won't just use this to clean it off, but at least have some hand sanitizer. Keeps your hands clean all day long for when you're touching them nasty doorknobs. from people using that one ply toilet paper in a public bathroom stall. What do you guys think? Go vote now on our YouTube. And oh Lord, Jib is just rolling in our chat. I don't think Oprah's dead, but we'll find out. If so, RIP.
I know the Oscars are going on right now. That's about it. But I'm not seeing. It's not trending yet on Twitter because people would lose their minds.
Yeah, people would be ape shit. They might shut our show down. They might interrupt our broadcast with some breaking news about Oprah Winfrey being dead. If that actually happened, that's exactly what they would do. That's how powerful she is. And I don't think anybody's interrupting this shit. Kidding.
I was like, wait a minute.
No, but let's talk about the YouTube conference really quick. What do you like, Chris? Which one of these is speaking to you? You want to put some action on it? Nah, we can't do that because then they'll hear it and they'll influence the vote.
Well, I did vote in this. Hang on, I'll pull up what I voted here if I can fucking get in here. Right, there we go. Right.
Well, just of the list that you've got here, which one of these particular things do you think could go all the way?
Could go all the way. I mean, I want cuss words to go all the way, but right now it's looking good at that. But if I do, I would say either free stuff or the internet or movies. Doesn't matter.
I don't know, man. Free stuff is pretty awesome, and the internet is awesome too. Hence, how we're able to have our own show. That's a pretty. That's gonna be a hard. It's gonna be a hard contender to beat in this conference. It's gonna be a. It's gonna be the team to beat is the internet. But I mean, you know me, I'm also a cat person, so I love to pet a little kitten, a little chew and purr while I rub on the little top of their heads. So there's some tough, stiff competition in the YouTube conference, but that's not all, because there's also some pretty stiff competition up here in the Twitter conference. How about like a full tank of gas? Who doesn't love to have a full tank of gas? Can't hardly afford to have it anymore.
That's true.
But once you got it, man, the world is your oyster till you run out of gas again. So, and while you're traveling around and burning that full tank of gas, think about this. Maybe car radios is the most awesome thing ever. Up next, who doesn't love grandma? Grandma's on the list. You got everybody give a shout out, get some respect. Or maybe explosions. It's going to be a tough matchup. Maybe grandma caused the explosions. You never know. How about when your Amazon order arrives? Is that more awesome than playing laser tag? This is the kind of headspace you're going to have to be in when you're voting in the 10th Twitter conference, okay? I'm just telling you, which one feels the best? Dominating these little kids and stealing the flag at the end, or finally getting that bag of Fruit of the Loom that you ordered 2 weeks ago. That's pretty awesome, too. And what's more awesome than television? Streaming services, of course, but are streaming services better than Chinese food? Ooh. What do you think, Chris?
I don't know. I mean, Chinese food's good, but then you're, like, hungry after, like, 2 hours. But at least when you're, like, I'll take streaming services, to be honest.
Yeah, there are a lot of streaming services. There could be less. Yeah, that's
true, but if you, know your way around the high seas, you can definitely employ those.
So. Hey-o. Well, we're not encouraging that or condemning it. Okay, how about this? You want something good to eat? Nachos has always been there for you. It's been there for you since childhood, and it's still there for you as a regular dinner time staple, at least if you're a fat, unhealthy fuck like me. Or you can sate that hunger with some steak. Who don't love a good steak? Which one's better? Popping bubble wrap or outer frickin' space? That's a tough call right there. I don't even have a clue. Which one's more awesome?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Because I love hearing about space, but I love popping bubble wrap.
Yeah, I just want to hear about rich guys going to fucking space, because fuck them.
Yeah. But maybe you could be one of those rich guys if you find money on the ground. So how about finding money versus motorcycles? That's another matchup going on right now on the Twitter conference. And finally, the last category, every Ninja Turtle's favorite food, pizza versus slime videos. Chris, which one of these things do you think could go all the way in the Twitter conference?
I mean, pizza's going to be at least in the finals, at least, I think. Final two. It's pizza. Come on. Like, it's like all reliable. You know? Pizza's going to be hard to beat, man. That or nachos, I'd say.
Yeah, pizza and nachos, man. Could you imagine if it come down to those two, man? What a wild matchup that'd be.
That would be.
But that's happening over on our Twitter feeds and in our community feed over on YouTube. Go vote today. Tournament awesome. Which one is the most awesome of all? Oh, wait a minute. Jib's got something he wants to weigh in on this. Full tank of gas became extinct on January 21st, 2021. Oh, man, we ain't going political, man. Why you want to make it political? That joke could have landed. That was a good joke. If you're going to go political, at least go like apeshit political, like be like Joe Biden can't understand the concept of full because he's got Alzheimer's. I don't know. Make up something. He's going to vote the opposite of Caputo on all these. So here you go.
Of course. Of course. Go ahead.
He is an agent of chaos.
He'd be the one guy that creates chaos. That's it, man.
I know, man. Jim's good to us off the air, and then on the air, he's gotta be like a troll demon from hell. He's like a troll from the internet, but he's like your buddy at the same time.
Yeah, he's got his like shock jock thing going here, you know.
We let's face it,
nice guy in real life, an edgelord. That's true. In some ways, yeah, but we're not like doing, you know, Howard Stern levels of shit.
I don't know, man. You guys go sign up for that Patreon. Let's see if we can make that happen. Give us that Howard Stern money.
Yeah.
I'll hire a limo driver to kick me around the block before I land in my living room and do this fucking show. Oh, man. What else we got on the old agenda tonight? Let's see here.
I was gonna say we got some Patreon news to talk about.
Oh yeah, we do.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tease this just a little bit. We have our first premium live event ever on Patreon. Woohoo! Where's come on, man, do the thing. Why is it here we go.
Do the thing. Oh, there you go.
That's right, kids. Our first premium live event ever is going to take place on April 20th. We're going to have more details on that as we get closer to the time. So if you want to be the first to find out what's going on, head over to patreon.com because we will be giving an exclusive announcement later on this week. And yeah, Patreon's going to be the first to hear about it. So, woohoo! First premium live event ever. Our PLE. And when you see what the PLE is, you're going to want to join in because we're going to have fun. And and I guess this can be interactive. We're encouraging your interaction during this event. So
absolutely. We always do, you know, if you're in the chat right now.
That's right.
Hit it up. And also, speaking of the patrons, another episode of Movies That Rock is coming out, I believe, this week.
Yeah, we're going to be taping it this week. Yeah. It's going to be landing on Friday. We're going to be watching Get 'Em to the Greek. And for some reason, our graphics aren't loading like they're supposed to this week. Big fucking shocker there. But yeah, we're going to be watching Get 'Em to the Greek this week on Movies That Rock. And we're pretty excited for that. Caputo, are you a fan? I don't know. You kind of do look like a cop. We put some sunshades on you.
Well, I mean, I usually rock aviators, definitely.
Oh, yeah. We get you some aviators. let's practice some cop lines. Oh, there it is. It finally landed. Hey. Get 'Em to the Greek. All right. Let's practice some cop lines with Caputo, though. Give me a, sir, do you know how fast you were going back there?
Sir, do you know how fast you're going back there?
Don't lie to me, boy. Now I want you to say, step out of the vehicle.
Last registrations.
Step out of the vehicle, put your hands on the hood, and drop your pants.
Pusses on the pavement, like super bad.
But also available on our Patreon right now is The Room. Your boys Caputo, Frost, and myself. We watched that movie in its entirety, so go check that out also. And yeah, Well, what else we got? Should we get into some news?
Yeah, there's some big R&R news. Well, especially if you know, if you guys are in our Discord, you know that's all we've been talking about all weekend. Yeah, let's hit that intro for the news, and I will get right into it with you guys. So.
Rock and roll headline news. And the news background went away. Okay,
Ah,
we'll
son of
use
a bitch.
this one.
Oh, it just flicked for a second.
Bastards. Anyway.
Yeah, this we go away for a week and this shit happens. God damn it. Come
Know,
back to
man.
some
This
chaos.
platform is fucking us today. Anyway, you go ahead and read the news. You tell
Yeah,
them, Chris.
so as everyone knows, this past weekend, we got a new confirmation of Slash album, all blues covers. This one
Hell
coming
yeah.
around mid-May. And the singles dropped off at Killing Floor with a crazy duo, a trio here. You have Slash featuring Brian Johns from AC/DC, and also somehow Steven Tyler gets in there on the harmonica. So I'm like, okay, let's throw more people in here. Fuck it.
Yeah, I know, man. That's pretty wild that Slash song. Have you heard the did you watch the music video yet?
Heard a bit of the song. I haven't listened to it in full yet, but I think that this album's pretty much going to be like our whole summer of Slash thing. It looks like on Shotcast. So,
Yeah, but we're gonna get a little teaser of the Summer of Slash this Saturday on Shotcast because this week we're not gonna waste any time. We're gonna review the brand new Slash song. What's this one called? Killing Floor?
Killing Floor, yeah.
And it features Brian Johnson on vocals. And it's got a very surprising take on the lyrics from Brian Johnson. Not your typical sound that you know what I mean? That you get out of him usually.
That's true, yeah.
So that'll be something to look forward to. Go check it out if you haven't already. And yeah, we'll talk more about that on Saturday. Yeah, what do
Yeah,
you think about
we
this
did get the whole
lineup of
track
people?
list. It's interesting. I like it, man. You have a whole assortment of people from rock and pop too. I mean, he's got Demi Lovato on a track, which is, I think that'll be an interesting collab. Hopefully better than that rock, that song he did for her, which was kind of just phoned in. But I think when Slash does the blues, he won't phone it in. So I am looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it also, man. I think it's gonna make our summer slash a lot more interesting. So,
Yeah. Especially now, Teddy Zigzag is back in the band,
oh
so.
yeah, well that's the only reason we decided to do this, because we were debating on whether or not we'd actually review these songs. Then when we heard Teddy Zigzag, who everybody knows is the true genius behind Guns N' Roses, was gonna be participating in this, then we were 100% sold.
We have to, yeah. It was either that, or we're just gonna do a season of like getting with it, getting zigzaggy with it. Excuse me on Patreon.
I don't
Getting
know. That might still
zigzags.
happen. Ross
We're
says
still
Caputo's
Gilby
coming.
Clark.
We'll figure it out. Rabbi says that
Yeah.
you're coming for his job and giving rock news. I'm on to you.
Listen, you
Watching
can stick
you.
to the Van Halen news. I'll take care of everything else. That's it.
That's right. So we're not going to mention that Wolfgang Van Halen has responded to David Lee Roth.
Yeah. Well, it is in our little ticker at the bottom there. So we did briefly mention. I'm not going to get too much on it. So,
So what happened with that? Tell me, what's going on?
with the Wolfie thing?
Yeah. So what did David
Because
Lee,
I
because
think,
I'm
like,
sure David Lee started it.
yeah, so back in January, he posted some video on YouTube. I think it was like, and then later in the video, yeah, he was taking shots at Wolfgang. And about some alleged interactions they had on the final Van Halen tour. I think I remember we mentioned this a while back where he called him the Schlemiel kid or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do
And
remember
then
that.
Wolfgang was like, oh, I'm so honored he even thinks about me, all that. You just gotta take what he says with a grain of salt. So he basically just kinda like, keep writing the stuff off. And then he even says he counterclaims. He's like, he even said, like, so Wolfgang said that David Lee Roth claimed all the solos that his own dad wrote. What?
David Lee didn't play. There ain't no way. I don't think anybody actually believes that, though.
Yeah, I do feel bad for Wolfgang, because he's like, oh, I just got basically birthed into this fucking Van Halen drama that gone away since, like, the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Get used to it, kid. It don't look like it's always going anywhere.
Yeah, you can always change the lead singers, but you can never get the drama away.
Oh, man. Poor kid. Poor Wolfgang. I don't know. I can't feel too bad for him. At the same time, I mean, I think his ass should be leaning more into it. Because, I mean, he's got a pretty good... He would have a pretty good thing going if he wanted to continue Van Halen. But at the same time, I guess with all this David Lee Roth shit going on, I can see why somebody would be discouraged from pursuing that as a actual thing that you have to fuck with every day.
Yeah.
But what else you got for us, Chris?
We got here. I found this one actually interesting. There's a Tobias Forge solo album that someone paid like a ridiculous amount for. It was never supposed to be released, this album, but there was copies, I guess, a CD version of it was made. Maybe it was about to be released, and it was probably maybe like a leaked press kit or some promo shit. So apparently this album was made around like the late 2000s, around 2008. And on Discogs, it actually went for a whopping $5,434 just a couple months ago.
Damn. So do we know anything about the track list?
Not that I know of. Apparently, there's two songs that have been leaked onto YouTube. That's it. Oh. So you can find them on YouTube. So the album was supposed to be called Passiflora. Yeah, two has been leaked. The rest haven't been there. So if you want to like look this up for yourself, guys, look up two tracks, House of Affection and In Enigma Schiffer.
Okay.
Those are the only two tracks that have been on YouTube. So, yeah, unless we find the guy who bought it, whoever bought it, maybe, you know, give him $20 to take it or something. Who knows? Maybe you can make an investment off this.
I'm not going to point any fingers at anybody, but I do want to point out Rick Dunsford is a huge Ghost fan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I would have heard something about it by now. My phone would have blew up. Hey, dude, guess what? Guess what I bought this week?
Yeah. He would have told both of us, like, within seconds.
He'd be on his way to pick it up. Oh, shit, we got a super chat from 2K. 2K the Amazing. I actually met him on Jake Hudson show. I think it was Friday. I came on while I was recovering from my sickness. Finally had a day where it didn't hurt to talk. Any Fisher Dave Matthews Band news? Let's get sexy. I don't know. Actually, I think Dave Matthews, wasn't he in the news recently for something?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Those guys are touring every year. I know Fish is probably waiting for their time to go into the sphere of all fucking places.
I know, man. That's right, because U2 is done. So
yeah, U2 just finished. I was saying U2 just finished their residency recently at the Sphere. Now Fish is up next. So basically, the entire Sphere parking lot is going to turn into basically like a Woodstock 69, where everyone's playing hacky sack and smoking whatever drugs. They're, you know, V-dub vans. Yeah, a lot of that. Or, I don't know, whatever you guys do you, man. But keep that Chris Beth
away from it. It is you. Vegas. I just want to point that out. Have you ever tried to get drugs in Vegas? True. It is incredibly hard to not get drugs in Vegas.
It's like you're trying to find, like, you know, a hooker in Vegas. It's very easy. They advertise.
You have to be absolutely doing your damnedest to not find drugs, in Vegas.
Yeah, it's like trying not to find a whack job in Florida. It's impossible.
Hey, oh, ding, ding, ding. Oh, man. What other news we got?
I didn't even know this actually was happening until now, but there's a Bon Scott biopic, and they just found their lead actor for it. So,
yeah, Tiger Lee Haley, Haley,
the Tiger Haley. I guess they're gonna be, he's gonna be playing Bon Scott. It's tentatively titled "The Kid from Harvest Road" for right now. So basically, I guess it's still in production, but they got a lead cast. So. Yeah, production slated for early next year, so we probably won't see it till end of 2025, sometime in 2026. So,
oh man, that'll be it's gonna be a sad movie because we already know how it ends.
Yeah, sad. At least, hey man, and I think it'll be decent. You know,
I'm sure it'll be a great movie.
The same artist we have biopics of all the fucking time. So,
oh yeah, that's really awesome to have. What's up next on the old news floor?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, we alluded to this earlier, so I'll get to it now. Axl Rose responds to the sexual assault lawsuit from way back in November.
Finally.
Or at least all his right. attorney did, yeah. So to quote, hang on, the attorney here. It's a bit of a quote here, but so this is what Axl Rose's attorney to quote. In her 2016 self-authored memoir, I guess was it, the chick's name was Sheila Kennedy. So Kennedy described the late incident as consensual sex, and specifically noted, "I was okay with this. I had wanted to be with him since the minute I first laid eyes on him, and now I was getting him." And then later in a 2021 documentary interview, even described the same, said the same thing. It was consented. Rose. Kind of hurt me, and then Axl acted gently. It was fine. It was okay. Then the attorneys basically said, like, you know, prior to this, the New York Adult Survivors Act, the ASA, there was no financial motivation for Kennedy to do more than embellish the details of her alleged interaction with those, and that basically this whole act changed everything. And honestly, I think that's what we even said, like, months back, too. And a lot of people in our Discord, a lot of other fans kind of said the same thing, like,
yeah,
now she wants some money. She's twisting her story.
That's sketchy, though, that she waited till like the day before. You know what I mean?
Very sketchy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about that just don't seem right.
It's like fucked up. And even they go on to say, like, you know, the belief that the statute of limitations reopened, she could profit from this, you know, 35 years since it happened. So she's been saying it consensual ever since 2016, multiple times in her own book and in a documentary. And now basically, oh, I need money.
Yeah. I mean, you hate to see when, look, man, you never want to accuse nobody of not being truthful in this scenario, you know? Mm-hmm. But man, it is really hard to, I don't know. It's just really hard to buy in. But
yeah,
whatever.
Evidence is like already there. This is like the equivalent of, like, you know, like the Depp Amber Heard trial, where they play that clip of Amber Heard going, like, "Oh, you think they're going to believe, you know, a man getting domestically abused? Yeah, tell them that, Johnny." It's basically the equivalent of that. You know, that's what fucked her case and that thing. This is what's fucking this other chick's case against Axl Rose. So it's probably going to get dropped and dismissed at the end of the day, it seems like.
Probably. I mean, and hey, if he's innocent, then by all means, you know, like, that's how it should be. But once again, you never know these kind of scenarios. The reason, like, people like Bill Cosby got in trouble and actually got in trouble was because, like, 1,000 people came for, like, yeah, this is, they're telling, you know, that's a different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I can see where there's cause for alarm with the story. Let me put it that way. Let's see. What else we got on the old list?
I think that's pretty much it I got right there. I mean, so when I talk about, you know, you two at the Sphere, the numbers, you're ranking it by the numbers. If you want to talk about,
tell me how many people came out to Vegas to pretend to be you two fans.
So 40 concerts. Originally it was supposed to be like 25, then they extended it a couple months.
Oh, wow.
And so it's 40 concerts. It goes by like the stats of the Sphere itself. So total number of tickets sold, 661,456 tickets.
Damn.
Yeah, and total amount U2 was paid, roughly $170 million.
How is U2 so fucking big but nobody ever heard of them?
Everybody's fucking heard of U2. They have like at least one album that like per decade that you know someone has heard. You know, for me
I've heard
it was
of
like
them, but I don't.
Vertigo
I don't know
and
any.
All that shit.
I've heard Vertigo, but that's it. Like you never hear
Elevation,
U2 played on the radio.
Beautiful Day. They haven't really made any music recently. Like the last album they did was like maybe 5 or 6 years ago. But
well, they pay to have their shit pushed so that comes up in when you're supposedly shuffling on Spotify.
That album with the whole iTunes fiasco. Yeah, that definitely, I think, hurt him for sure. Especially because, like, even I listened to that album later on. I was like, there's only like two good songs on here that I like. So I was like, eh, you know.
Yeah.
It should have, like, done it a bit better. I can see it's a pretty decent, like, sort of marketing thing. But if it was done better, I think it wouldn't have gotten as much backlash, you know. Instead of being like, you know, oh, it's already in your library, you know, it should be like an opt-in thing. Like, if you're already a fan, sure, you know, I would opt in and want this album, whatever. If someone didn't want it, you know, by all means, have it available for, like, you know, any other time for a certain amount, I guess, you know. Free U2 album for, like, up to a year, you have to claim it, you know, like a free trial or something.
Well, I think what they wanted to do is they wanted to count each one of those as a download. So that
in a way, yeah, it's pretty much
instantly platinum.
Yeah, I believe that was kind of the goal there with that too. But I don't even know if Billboard even counted that, to be honest.
Well, probably. I don't even if they didn't, iTunes definitely did. And you know, they're gonna get the headline anyway. Cut of the Jib says, double stacked reverb and double stacked delay for 40 years didn't hurt U2. I don't know. I don't listen to their music, and I don't know anybody, literally anybody, that does. But apparently they're huge.
I have.
you, are you a fan? Do you listen to them regularly?
Yeah, here and there. I've listened to a lot of their stuff.
Maybe it's
an international thing. I would definitely go out of my way and see them live. Yeah. They're pretty big Europe. A lot of people like their stuff, so I mean, you know, good for them. I think they're one of the perfect bands, I guess, to open up this sphere, all the fucking speakers and the screens and all this money that I think the sphere is still losing money on, or at least the company, I guess, behind the production of it is still losing money. I saw recently, even though apparently it made decent money for U2, but I guess the owners of the sphere are still losing money, so.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
which I mean, but they are getting that UFC money soon because apparently there's going to be a UFC thing happening at Sphere. So, who knows?
What, there's going to be a UFC fight at the Sphere?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I think sometime in the summer I saw somewhere like UFC 306. They're doing a pay-per-view there at the Sphere.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. Now we can use a wrestling show there, maybe. That'd be interesting.
Oh, dude, that'd be cool. I wouldn't do Mania, but maybe like SummerSlam or something.
Yeah, even do like a B show or something. Or you just do like a Raw or SmackDown from there and test it out.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's all for Rock and Roll Headline News this week, folks. Be sure to head over to GunsRadio.com, sign up for Patreon. We'll talk about news when it comes up in our Patreon blogs and things like that. So, yeah, join us. Why not?
Hell
and hit
yeah.
Subscribe on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube because we're going to be putting out a lot more content over on our, what do you call them, our shorts and things like that.
Yeah, like, subscribe, fun. You know, if you want to join up there, hell yeah. Love to have
right.
you, you know, the link, gunsradio.com, you know, all our stuff there.
Get your ass on in there, boy, what you waiting on? What you waiting on? Ain't no sense in all that. Well, that song Out to Get Me is coming up in just a minute. We're going to be listening to Out to Get Me by Guns N' Roses. But before we do, you know, we got to talk about the subject matter of the song really quick. Mainly because I got to stall and download this motherfucker real quick. And get this motherfucker uploaded, because we did not prepare well like I thought. We had so much shit to prepare for today that we didn't get some of the basics to take care of. But Chris Putin's in jail again, and for some reason I'm also still wearing a crown. Why was I wearing a crown again when we did this bit?
Oh, didn't we reviewing Tijuana by Izzy Stradlin? I was in Mexican jail. That's the last one I remember.
I remember that one, but I don't remember how I got a fucking crown on my head at the end of the bit.
You beat Jerry Lawler at a local indie wrestling event?
No, but I'll say I did for the lulz, as this motherfucker continues to upload.
Yeah,
man, this is taking an uncomfortable amount of time. Chris is in jail for let's see. What crimes are big in Canada?
Most of them.
Most of them. There's a lot of crime in Canada.
It depends where you go. Yeah,
they do crime a lot.
Yeah, certain areas. Also, shout out. We got another super chat here. Shout out to our good buddy Mr. Jib here, $1.99. Just upgrade your broken ass computer.
Yeah, for some reason, am I coming through choppy? Is my sound not working good?
No, the sound's good. It's just more like the visual has been a little bit.
Okay.
Tonight,
as long as the sound's good. But anyway, let's play this fucking game. But before we can play the game, I'm going to have to get rid of this. Jaywalking. That's a big one in Canada, yeah.
They just give you a ticket and a slap on the wrist. That's it.
So Chris is in jail again. That's the name of this game. Man, this is becoming a problem. But I'm in jail all the time. That's okay, because Chris don't have to be in jail no more if he can guess how much time these other people did in the slammer, because I couldn't find that picture of Vince Nero acting as your lawyer, and I didn't want to make it again. So.
Oh, gosh. I deserve better representation, honestly.
So here's what this is going to do. I'm going to read you... I found an article, and I'm going to quote the article, and then you fill in the blank, okay? And here's Wolfgang's mom, by the way. Oh, and speaking of Wolfgang's mom, Wolfgang's mom is also going to be the prize for this game, because, Caputo, you're actually representing all of the audience in this game tonight. Dang. Because if Caputo wins tonight, there's going to be five of these. If he gets at least three of these right, then we all get to see Wolfgang's mom in a bikini, except for me. I'll have to look away when we show it. And if nobody wins, then I will move it over to this screen, and I'm the only one that gets to see nobody else. So, yeah, some pretty high stakes for a Guns N' Radio game here. So... might as well get started. Let's get this on the way. Keith Richards. In 1967, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger were arrested for possession of amphetamines. Jagger was released after only a couple of days, but how long did Keith Richards spend behind bars?
Oh, fuck. I remember this one. I remember the incident. I don't know how much time. So Mick Jagger spent a couple of days. Did Keith spend that much time?
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll give you a fighting chance. Let me open the PowerPoint over here so I can see the answers without showing everybody. And what we'll do is, okay, I'm going to ask you, higher or lower?
Okay.
Is the amount of time Keith Richards spent in jail higher or lower than 4 months?
I think it's lower than 4 months. I don't think it would be more than like one.
You're going to say lower?
Yeah.
All right. You are correct. He only spent 2 months in the slammer.
Yeah. So I was going to say, right. Rockstars back then got off quite easy, unless they, like, you know, murdered like an entire like village of people.
I don't know. Vince Neil killed somebody one time, and he didn't go to jail that long, I don't think.
Yeah, he basically, they gave him a fine in community service hours. That's it. He had to go on tour, bro, and, you know, work some panties off and shit.
Ha, must be nice to be rich. Yeah. David Crosby of Crosby and Nash, I believe. Is that the one?
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yeah, that one. David Crosby was arrested in a Dallas nightclub in April of 1982. The year is also probably going to be something that will help you out as these trivias go on. For freebasing cocaine and possessing a .45 caliber handgun, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison, but he only served blank months before being set free. But the experience was more than enough to scare Cosby straight. He quit cocaine and even reportedly sent the judge a thank you letter for getting him on the straight and narrow. Wow, how many months did he spend of his five-year sentence?
Oh, okay. So, months.
Is the amount of months he spent higher or lower than 14?
He's probably sentenced to five. I don't know if they would let him out that early for good behavior. I would say probably a bit high. I would say higher than 14 months. I think it was probably at least a year and a half to 2 years, somewhere in that range.
You're going to say higher than 14 months. Okay, before I reveal the answer, let's see. What's going on in the chat? Is anybody playing along? Do not see. Okay, there's that's what it's notified me. Thank you for the super chat, by the way. All right, you're going higher. It is 9 months. The answer was lower.
Yeah, what the what?
That's okay. You can still win. You can still win.
This dude was freebasing and he got 9 months. That's fucked, man.
Oh, he wasn't just freebasing. He also had a handgun.
He fucking got in a strip club. Yeah. Why?
Who knows why you would need a gun in a strip club?
Yeah, this guy was like, probably saw the future, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna do this shit, GTA Vice City. Relax. Fuck the moves.
James Brown. At age 16, James Brown was arrested for assaulting a police officer and various other driving-related offenses after leading cops on a high-speed chase. Brown was sentenced to 6 years in prison. How much did he actually serve of that six-year sentence? Is it higher or lower than three?
Ooh, man, that's tough. That's tough. Let me guess. It's probably way early in the days. It's a lot of. It's probably before the civil rights movement, or around that time.
Could have been around or about. I don't know, because wasn't James Brown in the 70s?
Yeah, so racial tensions would have been a little bit higher then. So knowing the system back then would have been very kind to him. So I'm going to say higher than three.
You're going to say higher than three.
Yeah.
The answer is 2 years. It was lower. But that's okay, Chris. You got to get these next two right to be able to win. So no pressure. Dang. No pressure.
I know there's a lot more now.
Here we go. No pressure on this one. Scott Weiland. Stone Temple Pilots, but more importantly, Velvet Revolver frontman Scott Weiland was sentenced to blank in jail in 1999 for violating his probation stemming from a conviction of heroin possession. Whoa. Was his sentence higher or lower than 9 months?
I think for like a probation violation, it wouldn't. If it was like depending on like the how many times he's violated, it was like a first time thing, I would probably wouldn't be too much. So I'm gonna say lower.
1999. It's safe to assume it was not the first.
Oh.
1999. Yeah, Scott Weiland.
Yeah, but I don't think it would have been that long. 9 months. The first time I'd probably put you in for a month. Then it's probably like three.
So you're going higher than 9 months?
No, I'm going to go lower than 9 months.
Oh, lower than 9 months? Okay.
Yeah.
That is Too bad. The answer was 1 year. Scott Weiland spent 1 year in jail in 1999. Sad for you guys. But let's play for pride. Ike Turner. In 1989, Ike Turner was convicted of cocaine intoxication and driving under the influence. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison, but was released after completing how much of his sentence? Was it higher or lower than 12 months? He was sentenced to 4 years. Did he serve more or less than 1 year? Ike Turner. This the guy that I believe beat up Tina Turner, did he not?
Yeah, a famous piece of shit, Ike Turner. Should have kept him in there for four, but knowing, you know, the justice, then they probably didn't. So I'm going to say under.
Dang, man. It was 18 months, so it was higher than 1 year.
Fuck, I knew it. I was just like, part of me was like a year and a half. Then I'm like, wait a minute. No.
Well, Chris, you managed to score one
point. I got one. Pretty good. Like Spider-Man.
Which means who won? That means I won. So that means you guys don't get to see. But guess what I do? So let's go ahead and let's just do that right now.
The internet will see anyways. Don't worry.
That is nice. Yep. Easy on the eyes. Easy.
Yeah, listen, we get it. You want to fuck Valerie Bertinelli. Okay.
I think if you don't, then there's something wrong with you. That's my takeaway on it. What red-blooded man doesn't find that woman attractive? Chris is in jail. That was another part of the what do you call it, stipulation?
I guess
we can end the crawl now. So, yeah, that gets on my nerves. We're not going to have you in jail the whole episode.
No.
Even if that was the stipulation, I don't want to do that. That gets on my nerves. Let's get everything back to normal. And now, folks, here's something we hope you'll really like. Did Out to Get Me not download either? Jeez, no, it did.
Are you okay? I was like, damn it, at least get the song.
I know, right? It's got a wicked dueling back and forth guitar riff right there. That goes from the left ear to the right.
That was like the whole thing of Appetite 2, man, which was really cool. If you put like, you know, both headphones in, you hear like your leads, your rhythms, your G and your R.
Yeah. Damn right. Man, Slash is bringing it today. He really brings it in this track, which I don't think we've... I don't think we're really telling you anything that you don't already know if you're checking out this episode. Am I right?
I would agree, man. Yeah.
You know what I kind of want to see somebody use this song for? I think it would be cool if somebody that was making a movie used this track to do like a Western shootout scene. I think that'd be cool as fuck. So in my mind, I'm seeing like cowboys and shit, but you know, pew pew shooting at each other. And I don't know, it's got a very Wild West vibe it's giving me for some reason.
More of a modern Wild West vibe. I don't know if you could put this into like that stuff, but you can be modernizing a bit. Yeah,
fuck yeah, man. You can't see Clint Eastwood shooting somebody out to get me.
No, I'm probably some kids to get the fuck off his lawn.
I mean, young Clint Eastwood, man.
These scoundrels want to get the fuck off the lawn. These rapscallions.
I'm talking young Clint Eastwood, man. Not the one that called the one.
These rap music.
See, I mean, you don't think that's like a good shootout western scene? Pew, back and forth. Maybe
a horse. It's more like a car chase, to be honest.
Maybe they're robbing a train. There we go, a train robbing scene. That would be epic. And then the cops show up on the horses to stop the train robbers.
Yeah.
And they go pew pew back and forth, have a gunfight.
They could put this in the final Fast movie. Who knows? But annoying Final Fast, they gotta have like some, you know, Latin reggaeton guy like cover it or something and sample shit. Bad Bunny, out to get me. Soy no que Booker T, you know.
I can't do Bad Bunny, man. I just can't. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan.
Fuck Bad Bunny. This guy's literally suing his own fans for putting concert footage on YouTube. So fuck him.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him. He's dead to me now. I'll turn the channel. Yeah. Your ass show up on WWE again. You don't get to sue your fans and still have fans. What the fuck is this world coming to?
Because I saw it go this. I'm like, what? Really? Like,
what?
It's one thing. Okay, you want him taken down. Whatever. Who knows if it's actually, you know, him wanting to get taken out, whatever. Maybe it's, you know, the label bullshit, but really just like to actually like do a lawsuit against someone for uploading just footage from your concert. What the fuck?
And they're doing you a favor, dude. Like,
exactly.
I mean, when are you people going to figure out about free publicity, man? Like, Jesus Christ. There's people that pay for that. That costs a lot of money. I mean, because they're still getting the royalties from YouTube. Because YouTube is going to copyright mark, not strike, but copyright. They're gonna move the money automatically to the artist. So I don't see what everybody's bitching about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now that you mentioned it, I uploaded the article. I just found the thing there. So basically, Bad Bunny's like, oh, I own the rights to live performance, and you don't have the right to repost and be able to watch for free. I'm like, this is how it's always been.
Yeah, don't act like this is somehow a better experience. If watching your ass on YouTube is better than going to your concert, what's that say about you? If your fans would rather watch you on YouTube than fucking be there.
It's your fault. Sense. And he's basically claiming that this guy uploading his fucking concert, whatever, to YouTube, trying to get eyes to this guy's YouTube channel and taking an ad revenue away from him. You make enough money. Shut up. You're like still like top five most streamed on Spotify, and yet like 90% of people don't even fuck with you.
But his videos on Pornhub and don't give him shit.
Exactly. We're going to make RedTube now like a thing to host that.
That's bad when we're having this. When a lot of creators would rather post on Pornhub than RedTube because YouTube's too much bullshit.
Fuck that. They should start doing like live stream things. You know, we have like, you know, Bad Bunny live on xnxx.com.
Yeah. Speaking of which, head over to this QR code because pretty soon you're going to have a link. Guns and Radio is about to premiere on Rumble. So, yeah.
Woo.
Go check us out on Rumble. So, and by the way, if this segment gets taken out of this episode, we will upload the whole episode for free on our Patreon. You won't need a membership to watch it. Just say. Now I'm going to tell you, you talk about some classic rock and roll that's primed and ready to go for driving. This is a good driving song. This is good when you're on the freeway, you're going about 80, even though the speed limit's 75, you're doing 80 because you're a bad man. And you cranking some out to get me while you're running from the cops.
To get a nice speeding ticket too. You'd be like, yeah, it's worth it. Good music was on. You know, this or like you blast in Panama. Fuck you, dude. You got me a speeding ticket. Now I want to sue you.
Oh man, but yeah, the out to get me.
Don't blame the parents. Blame the music. Blame the entertainment industry. Blame video games. It's all their problem.
That's right. So if you're driving and you get pulled over listening to Out to Get Me, it's your responsibility as an adult to blare the song even louder while the cop is standing there trying to talk to you.
Yeah, but if you're gonna blare it really loud, just make sure at least wearing earplugs. Keep your voice safe there, man. You know.
Sure, you surely won't get a ticket.
You won't even know what's going on.
Well, I can't hear you, sir. Turn the radio down. I can't hear you, sir. I'm sorry. Turn the radio down. What? Because cops are known for their patience.
Yes. Unlimited. Wow.
Sounds like he's speaking from experience. I feel like this has got a lot to. This has got some drug vibes to it in my head.
Oh, this is very autobiographical, man. This is basically about, you know, every cop in Indiana wanting to fuck with Axel. So.
Yeah, and Axel did a lot of time in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you look up his arrest record, nobody even posted. There's like, it was a lot. You just don't want to know. Mm-hmm. So. The police said it's one of those things better left unsolved, really.
Unsolved issues.
hell yeah. That does sound very small town. You've been labeled the bad kid. Because I've got that experience as well. Before we get into the solo, you have any lyrics? Do you want to read the lyrics and do that bit? I'm not sure if that's necessary for this one, or do you have any song facts you'd like to go over?
Not much. I mentioned it's basically very autobiographical to Axel's life. I can read some lyrics if you want.
Let's do some lyrics. And been do the class.
All right. Been high note and laying low. It's nothing new to me. Well, you can always find a place to go if you can keep your sanity. They break down the doors, and they are word my nights, but they won't touch me. They scream and yell and fight all night. You can't tell me.
I do understand this reference about people screaming and yelling. I hate it when the poles are outside of my home screaming and yelling because I am eating up all of their food. Because I only take a bite of every dish and then toss it back down the hill to the poles. And for some reason, this angers them. And I feel like I'm being a very generous man. And then they show up with their pitchforks and their torches, making a big scene at the garden of my mansion. And I must send my security guards out to deal with the rabble. I don't know why people can't just have dignity. They must be out to get me.
Must be.
It's going to be my new character, Sir Bertram. Yes, this is Rich Bertram. Yeah, Rich Dustin Bones is a very different character than the one you know and love. This is Dustin Bones from another universe, founding in to tell you about what my life is like. Oh, okay. That's cool. So you're basically me, but from another universe. Oh, that's correct, yes. And, okay, so what do? Do you have a podcast? Oh, goodness, no. I would never participate in something so common. Do you know that people listen to podcasts who aren't absolutely loaded? I can't be giving my words of wisdom to the common rabble. Oh, well.
Can't be arsed.
You wouldn't want to do that. Yes. Anyway, Chris, have you got some more lyrics there that Rich and British Dustin Bones might be able to apply to his life as well?
Yes. Yeah, so said, lose my head. I close my eyes. They won't touch me. Because I got something I've been building inside for so fucking long. They're out to get me. They won't catch me. I'm fucking innocent. They won't break me.
Yes.
That is your first verse and chorus.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's a good song. I'm enjoying this ride. Let's play. Let's get a little more into it. I feel like here Slash is really establishing the guitar solo that we're going to now know of from Slash for the rest of time.
Oh, yeah. Establish on the bridge and rip right into it.
Fuck yeah. He's doing that thing where it's kind of like he roller coasters your ass and then he jumps you off a hill and you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we're in the air as we jump the Grand Canyon before the wheel hit on the other side.
Yeah. Family.
Right there. Perfect scene, man. I'm over here. Somebody else gets paid millions of dollars to do what I'm doing right now for free. I'm over here telling the movie industry how to do their job.
You're storyboarding right now, man. You're just vision questing this.
I know, right? I'm a visionary. I should be a director. I'm the greatest director. Best director ever. I make great movies. Tremendous movies. Many movies. Millions of dollars for the movies. Give me a call. I'd be happy to work for you. If you pay millions of dollars for me to make up shit off the top of my head. Let's do it. And of course, everybody gets a little PS at the end.
Yeah. He says, take that tart and suck him off.
That's right. I don't know why DX didn't use this. I can see DX walking down.
These motherfuckers don't want to pay money for licensed music. Cheap bastards.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but they paid Fred Durst to exist, so then again, who knows?
Fred Durst just existed, man.
Yeah, it was once WWE's favorite band, Limp Bizkit.
The worst band ever. let's see. Frostbite says he thinks that the best would actually be Steven Seagal. Well,
maybe in his prime, yeah, but fat, you know, sucking off every Russian Steven Seagal.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. Hot take, Chris. Hot take.
Dude. He lost himself when probably ate out one too many times at McDonald's and, you know, went to go get some enlightenment or wisdom from Vladimir Putin. So.
Goddamn, bro. Bro, homie, ruthless today. Ruthless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you should have went a little further. Maybe to North Korea with Dennis Rodman, you know, suck off another dictator.
Frost says he was being sarcastic. It's funny to make fun of how crazy he is.
Oh, I know. Guess. Yeah, that's that we're making fun of him. Fuck seems to go.
Well, who's going to go first for Out to Get Me? And why don't you go first for Out to Get Me? What do you think about this song?
This is a kick-ass song, man. You know, a lot of this album, too. I mean, like, Appetite for Destruction is one reason why it's such hair that it's a great album and a great debut album. For that matter, is because it's very like autobiographical in a sense to basically just these five guys, you know, trying to live on the crazy streets of West Hollywood, you know, imbibe every penny, you know, the old story of them stealing money from hookers and stuff, which is pretty hilarious to me.
I've heard that before, yeah.
I think that was like Slash's autobiography. I remember he mentioned that. Or one of the guys in their autobiography.
I love how they're just shameless about it. Yeah, we stole money from hookers. It was like, whatever.
I mean, at this point, spend it better. What are these hookers going to do? Try and sue them? You stole $5 from my purse. Fuck you. I want it back. Yeah, I'm going to pay a million legal fees. So there you go.
All right. Well, I'm in a similar boat, man. I really liked the track. I think it's a classic. It's not when I think about To Get Me, a lot of people put it in like their bullet point GNR bands. Like if you're gonna go see GNR, some people like you see every cover band does out To Get Me, and the GNR rarely ever actually plays it themselves. But it's not one of my go-to GNR songs, but when it comes on, I enjoy the ride. I like the song, even if it's not one of my favorites. I give it, I'll still give it a 4 out of 5.
All right.
But what did you think? Why don't you head over to GunsAndRadio.com and get your invite into our Discord for everybody listening on them radio internets out there. And give us your thoughts and feedback on everything. Join the community. But at this point, man, I think we've got all we can get out of this episode. What do you say? Shall we spin the wheel and find out what we're going to do next week on Guns and Radio?
Yeah, let's spin that wheel. Let's see if we got some more good luck in our streak here next week. So spin that wheel. It's going to bring us.
Big money, no whammy, no whammy.
Too Far Gone, Slash.
All right, okay. Too Far Gone by the man Slash.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Let's keep the Slash streak going. Too Far Gone. Oh, it's from World on Fire.
Yeah. So we're going to be checking that out next week on Guns and Radio. Franz says, Out to Get Me is underrated and should be in the Not in This Lifetime set list instead of a bullshit cover.
It was in 2016 a little bit in 2017. I don't think they really played it since 2017. Maybe they brought it out here and there randomly. But it was there for a while. Because I remember when I saw them in 2016, you know, right before they played Out to Get Me, you know, there was a whole incident when Guns N' Roses was they were stopped at the Canadian border because someone on their crew had like a gun or something. Oh, and they're like, whoa. And Axl like talked about it on stage. It's like, it wasn't my gun, but you know, it was a crazy thing happening, you know.
Well, Frost has your back. He says, don't talk about Caputo's favorite song like that. Yeah, you can't have GNR without Wichita Lineman, man. Like,
you can definitely have them without that, and Black Hole Sun, and any.
I mean, when I think Guns N' Roses, I think Wichita Lineman. I mean, that's just that's the sound.
I would rather Guns N' Roses cover a song from the soundtrack from The Room than Wichita Lineman. How about that?
You don't think Wichita Lineman just screams Guns N' Roses? What about that song doesn't make you think
of Guns? Boredom.
But you won't be bored if you head over to our Patreon, scan the QR code and head over to our Patreon, because Movies That Rock this week, we're going to be checking out Get 'Em to the Greek on a brand new edition of Movies That Rock. That'll be available on Friday. And of course, on Saturday, we've already told you we're going to be watching the music video to Killing Floor, the latest one from Slash featuring Steven Tyler on harmonica and Brian Johnson from AC/DC on vocals. I'm really looking forward to reviewing this thing. I think we're going to have a really good show for you on Saturday. But, of course, if you follow the QR code and head over to Patreon, then you won't have to wait till Saturday. That episode of Shotcast is going up tonight as soon as we record it.
Yeah, yes, and it's literally try to get your 7-day free trial in. See, you know, lots of content there. You get that that's like insanely early access to Shotcast. You know, most other people don't give you early access until like maybe 2 days for things. But we're gonna be to almost a week in advance. It's fucking insane.
And we're listing in the chat. They're listing out this quintessential GNR track list. We got Wichita Lineman, Black Hole Sun. Yeah, And Frost, that's
well, as long as Look at Your Game Girl isn't on there, then sure. I don't want to hear that fucking shit again.
Yeah. I want to say Frost and I, we do have a really good time making the cover art for movies that rock. I know I'm stoked to give them to the Greek. I love this movie, so it's gonna be a good show. And we hope to see you there. We hope to see you back on Saturday, and we hope to see you back next Sunday. We're back, folks. We're back. I might sound like I'm half dead, but I'm here. I'm here, by God. Caputo's here. We're here for you on Guns and Radio. But, well, not anymore because we're fixing to leave, actually. But if you want even more time with us, then head over and get up in our Discord because we'll be there hanging out with you all the time. All the time. Fucking shit from Discord. So. Yeah. And we can't wait to see you on the next episode. So until then, I'm Dustin Bones.
And I'm Chris Caputo, joining us Saturday, where we will be taking the first crack at Slash's new blues album. But until then, we'll see you next week. We'll see you Saturday. We'll see you next week, guys. Stay safe. Peace out. Enjoy your spring break, motherfucker. Yeah.